added public road and would not oppose the lawsuit. And the county has filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, saying there's no controversy, and there is, as far as I know, there is no question that it was platted and dedicated as a public road, which is why you have the jurisdiction to vacate it. So because plots 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 are all under common ownership and the road serves no purpose other than for the owners of those, the county, even though it's dedicated to the public, the county has not maintained it. And we'd like the road to be vacated so that it can become a part of the Elliott's property. One other thing, there is an electric overhead power line that runs all over along the road. I sent notices, which I copied you, but the notice that went to Liberty Utilities, formerly Empire Electric, an error in the zip code, and they did not get it till Friday, and I would ask that you wait to hear from them before you make your decision whether or not there is a specific right-of-way easement for Empire or a blanket easement. The Elliots want to get that worked out with Empire and see if a survey is necessary.
I was hoping we'd get an overhead on it. I don't know. Devin, were you able to get a hold of Joe that they could show it? So that it'd be real clear of the, because when we talk loss, the loss you were describing was just what joined the Elliott's land, where it began to the end. Where parties on anyone that would have joined the other side of that, were they notified?
No. They do not have, while they may have legal access to use the road, they are in a mobile home park that has its own
from another road. Black road?
This was not a, this is not the situation where the road would be split in the local ones.
You say it would not?
No.
Why is that?
Because it wasn't carved out that way.
So it goes back to the original? So that's how it reversed back to how it was originally. I mean, you can kind of see there's a little L cut out of it, but I didn't realize that that's how it.
Cedar Valley Road was part of that platted subdivision as opposed to the east there, as I understand it.
So in a situation whenever we do a road vacate, regardless of, it automatically reverts back to, it does or could, or I'm just curious.
There's no statute, as I understand it, defines that, but the case law says that it goes back where it was, and many roads are set up by section lines in those cases. There's never any platted. Many roads that exist that aren't platted, when they're vacated, they split down the middle of the road.
Right.
Are you saying that, because I had a visitor that left some signatures this morning, are you, and the implication was that they had given up land to make that road.
Yes.
Is that correct?
In this case, the land to the east did not give up
not
any
give
land.
Up. Okay.
It was owned by the platters.
It looks like they've already got replatted and combined into 17 acres instead of individual lots also.
Well, that's how the assessor looks at it, because they're under common ownership.
So it's not been replatted?
It's not been. No, that's their intention, and there have never been separate dwellings on it. It's always been used as a house with some pasture.
I don't know. I pulled it up on my phone. Have you looked at it on the aerial map?
I just went into GIS, but as you know, we're limited. If it is, that's why I was saying when you talk lots, it doesn't show those. And I wasn't sure what it was considering to vacate.
Hey, Mark. Upstairs here in the aerial map, what's the password?
What I'm understanding is what you're saying they're wanting to vacate is from where the pond or Elias on where their land begins.
Yes, which is 116.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just that.
From where their land is.
Yeah, only the part adjacent to their land. Mm-hmm.
And no one else uses that for any.
No one else needs it for any access. And, because it is a public road as it stands, I don't think that anyone could be denied access to it. And that's why we're here today.
Just to clarify your permission, the road does not run all the way. Currently, there isn't a road all the way up to lot 20.
Dead ends, it looks like, into 20.
It looks like it just goes through the house.
It's never been built all the way. It's much of the way, though. It's for a few hundred feet, maybe. I'm not sure. Mrs. Elliott is here. She can answer that question.
Travis, what are you looking at?
Yeah, no, no.
Okay.
I mean, my understanding was that there is a driveway that only goes to the house that's in front of plot 16 and 17, not up to 17, 18, 19.
That, according to Miss Elliott, that is correct, even though it's shown on the subdivision plat, it was not constructed.
Your GIS map, which was done in 2015, unless something's been built since then, it's just a drive going to the residence.
Yes, because the essential part is that the road hasn't been built and used by the public. That's the essential facts that is for determination by the commission. That's all I was trying to clarify.
Thank you, Travis.
Am I allowed to ask, is there any pending court case? Because we were, served back before. Is there anything pending on this?
Yes, the county's current. My understanding is that the defendants are currently in technical default. I understand that Mr. Styron says that they have some agreement worked out. I don't know anything about that. And so currently the county has a pending motion to dismiss before the court. So I guess my recommendation to the commission is we need to get clarity on what the status of the lawsuit is going to be going forward before final determination is made in this situation, just because I see competing claims being made both in the lawsuit and for this petition to be made.
They've not been made by my client. I can give you a copy of the email I sent to the Turner's attorney before the lawsuit was filed, saying that we had no objection to a determination that it was a public road because it was platted that way, so we had no reason to contest that. So we're trying to make the lawsuit move by vacating that road. You all, of course, need to depend on Travis to advise you about that. We should hear something from Empire within the next week or two, so what I would like for you to do is to defer your decision, and we'll have something worked out with Empire, and then and I will confer more with Travis about the lawsuit and with the Turner's attorney if necessary, and come to you with something we all agree on.
If we do need a motion, I make a motion to defer the decision on this road until more information is given in regard to the case and the utility company.
That is the situation, as Travis said, and I'm calling Travis rather than Mr. Elliott to avoid confusion, and that is that the driveway kind of peters out at the house, and even though the platted road extends north all the way to plot 17, which is well to the north.
We've got a motion.
I don't know that we need a motion for the department, but a second.
We've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just as a point of order, you might ask if anybody is here to
have the
show cause as to why it shouldn't be vacated, just so everyone gets their due.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here, is it the remonstrance, what we're referring to? Anyone object to this road being vacated? If there is, come on up and you'll be heard. I have some. See, could you state your name?
My name's Jeff Turner. I live on Cedar Valley.
Okay.
That road, there's a gate along that line that used to connect to Prairie Lane. It's all grown up now, you can't see it. But she's thrown her gate panels up and let it grow up. And no one drives through there anymore but used to. But what I had in mind was, when you bring your sewer lines in, if your next phase is going to come that way, if they block our road, Prospect Road, we could use that to get out to go through Prairie Lane.
You would use the part you're talking about vacating to get out to a period?
Yes, there's a gate back there. You can't see it now because it's grown up. Look in the prairies on it. She couldn't be here today, but she would like to use the road.
I don't show a platted road going from Cedar Valley through their lane on her map. Mm-hmm. Is there a platted road there? I don't show one on the map.
It never connected through the porch. It was just a dirt road that they used to use 4 years ago. That's my only concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to see on the map what he was talking
about? What he was talking about?
Yeah.
I don't, I'm looking at this. I don't, you see.
Is it Mr. Turner? Now that I've got some technology, we can. Was it? You say right here's pretty. Is it something fighting through here that you were talking?
It's a little farther back.
North or south?
North, yeah, right in there.
So it come in through and into Elmore?
Yes.
And then down into Prairie? But you said that's if sewer goes through there and has to close it off. Is it like a temporary closure? Or I guess
it would be just a temporary closure, but that would be your way out. They won't be closer. They'll have to leave access for people to get in and out. Well, I'm just saying, if something happens, we can get out there.
And then, the Elliots, are they still here?